What's up, everybody? It's Mr. James O'Neill here, keynote speaker, National Board Certified Math Teacher, Math Consultant, and today, your podcast host. My mission is mastery for all, empowered by equity for all, through the belief of expectations for who? For all y'all. And if I'm saying y'all, you already know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the South, the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC. And today I am super excited that you decided to join me. All right, people. So here we are. And I wanted to talk to you about the topic that is dear to my heart more so now than ever before, but it is greatness is not about balance. It's about focus. And so let me give you some background information concerning this. I recently decided to go full time as an entrepreneur. Yeah. That's what we're doing right now. And I announced this. Now, this is going to be airing at a different time, but I announced this on April 10th, which for me at the time of this recording was 2 days ago. And so I've been sitting on this for a while now to take you down a road. I went to a conference in September, and at that conference, I felt the Holy Spirit just tell me that you are about to go full time. And it disrupted every part of my life because that was not my plan. That was not my goal. It was not in my rear view, front view, just was not in my view just for the timing of everything. But hey, God has a way of putting you where he wants you to be. And if you are intelligent, you will just lean into what he's asking you to do at that time. So needless to say, I moved and moved with the thought. I didn't move anywhere, but I moved on with the thought of saying, this is what I'm going to do. And so fast forward to today. That was October of 2022. I recently did a Instagram Live where I just reflected on the day that was given to me. When I say the day that was given to me, I would say the day that I decided to like tell the world that I'm going full time. Now, that was in September. It's now April. So it's been several months since then. But I'm just like, I have to let everyone know that this is what my plan is, to generate business, to generate leads, to just generate the next level of my life. And so while doing the Instagram Live, I started to say some things that I had learned from the 12 week year. And in the book, it talks about how we look at the athletes and those that make it to the Olympics, and we're just like, that's greatness. But the author goes on to say that the day that they decided to go back on the field, or the day that they decided to go back on the track, the day they decided to not let failure keep them down, the day that they decided to go back and come back and keep coming back, that was the day that they became great. And that we are just seeing a manifestation of the decision of that day. Woo! That just blessed me again when I just said it. And so I began to look into my life, and as I began to share that with my students that was on Instagram and my colleagues and those people that follow me, I began to think about a day that I decided to be great. And that day was back when I literally was going to leave teaching. I sat down with my principal my first year in 2016 2017. I sat down with my principal and I told her that I don't think this is for me. I had been working 12-hour days. I had been working on the weekend. I had been working longer than I have ever worked in my life. And this is my 8-year teaching. And I was just like, I think I'm going to go to another school. I don't think this teaching profession is for me anymore. And then I was making way less money, like $15,000. Less. And so I was like, this is not for me. I think God is trying to give me, I did that in quotations, God is trying to tell me this ain't for me. And so I literally became spiritual in that moment, trying to get out of my life call. And so in that moment, she looked at me and was like, James, you can't come in early and stay late every day. You just can't. It's wearing you out. And so what I decided to do, I met with my pastor, I met with myself, I thought I met with God, and was just like, I'm out, I think I'm done. But in my heart, I wasn't at peace with my decision. And so I said, this is where the decision to be great came in. I said, I'm gonna give it one more year. And what I'm going to do over the summer, because this was at the end of the year, I am going to, over the summer, I'm going to go into the school building and I'm going to teach myself the lessons that I did not do well on that year. Because let me give you the scenario. I left Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Pittsburgh. I left Pittsburgh in 2016, of course, right? But I had 2 weeks left to come from Pittsburgh to North Carolina and to find a job. In that month, I said, I'm moving. In a month's time, I found a roommate on roommates.com. I was on every roommate.com, Facebook, whatever, trying to find a roommate. I found a roommate and I was going to move in. It took me 2 weeks to do that. I interviewed for several different positions within CMS. And in 2 weeks' time, I was starting a new job. I moved on July 31st and school started like the 14th of August for teachers. That was the turnaround. And so literally I was teaching myself content. I was teaching myself everything. I was living, you know how they say, from paycheck to paycheck. I was literally living from lesson to lesson because I would get up and the previous night, rather I wouldn't get up, but the previous day I would teach myself the lesson that I needed to teach to the kids because this was all new content. I had been teaching for 8 years, but North Carolina standards and Pennsylvania standards do not align. And there was stuff in North Carolina that I never taught in the 8 years that I have been teaching, which means that there have been several years since I've seen some of this content stuff. And so 20 plus years. And so I'm just like, I don't know how to teach this. I know how to do it, but I've never taught it before. And that's a huge difference in understanding how to do the math and then how to teach the math, how to understand and break it down. So it was the hardest year. I was in a new city. I had to find a new church, new friends. I didn't know anybody in Charlotte. It was one of the roughest years ever for me. And I was about to say deuces, but I made a decision to teach myself over the summer the content that I know I didn't do well on that year. I know I didn't know what exponential functions were. I know I didn't know what geometric sequences were. I knew about quadratics, but I had never taught quadratics and didn't understand the full scope of how they worked and word problems. I know that I did an okay job. It wasn't amazing. It was okay. And I said, that is not the level of the teacher that I am. And so I went in the summer. I sat in my AP's office, my assistant principal's office, and I taught myself the math. I looked at Khan Academy. I got my binders together. You know, we believe in our binders. This is when everything was less digital there. I got my binders together. I organized my binders. I organized my weeks, and I taught myself the math. What ended up happening is that I made a decision to be great. That was the day I made the decision to be great. I might end up changing this podcast title, y'all, to The Day I Made the Decision to Be Great. That might just be today's podcast title. And so what happened was that I ended up the next year, the data from my students quadrupled. Y'all, this is unheard of. Like, it went from, on average, my kids' growth was like a 3 point something. And then the next year was a 13 point something. And I was like, woo, these kids. And I felt, this is what I said to myself. I never taught a class where I felt like the kids understood me. I was embraced by my students. I felt like they understood the math. I felt like these kids were the kids that every teacher dreams about having, but I attributed the success to those kids. Like, this was a once in a lifetime set of kids that got me. Then the very next year, the data grew more than the previous year. And I was just like, well, I can't say it's the kids. It's not the kids. It's something I've done. And what did I do? Woo, man. I decided to become a master teacher. I decided not to walk away from the life call on my life, right? Because things got hard. I decided to buckle down and to believe in myself again and go back and teach myself what I did not do well in. And what happened was that it opened me up to create classroom culture in a way that had never been created in none of my years of teaching, because my creativity began to open up in new facets. Because what did I have? I had time to be creative, because I was no longer living by lesson to lesson. That is what I was living by, lesson to lesson, from 2016 to 2017. But the 2017-2018 school year, everything shifted for me. And I started doing things like Mathletes, taking pictures of my kids that scored 90, 93 and above on the test, and putting them outside of my room. I started doing extra credit cards, where I will give away extra credit tickets to students for making connections with the math. I started praising my students. I started doing affirmations. I started doing shout outs. All this creativity that came from me. And then I started asking students that were successful on the EOGs to start making videos to encourage the kids that were coming up the previous year. Everything began to unlock, and my classroom culture shifted, which then began to shift the belief of my students, which then shifted the mastery level of all my kids. And so what I noticed was that wasn't balanced, y'all, because my life wasn't balanced then. It was focused. I just want that to marinate with somebody like a little bit more. It wasn't balanced. It was focused. Because when you think about athletes that train and perform or compete at the Olympic level, do you think they have a lot of balance? No, it's about less. I'm a track star. I'm going to be on this track every day. I'm a basketball player. I'm going to be shooting shots all the time. I'm football. Like, I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to be running these routes. I'm going to be watching the film. That's not balance. That's focus. And what happens is that when you have super competitive, super talented people performing at that level, it's hard for those people to have life outside of that focus, because you can't be at that level and have a balance. It's impossible. And one of the things that the readings that I've been doing has been showing me is that there's a rhythm to life, not necessarily a balance. It's like, what are you trying to do? Well, that's going to be your focus. Now, you know you need to take care. If you're in a relationship, you know you need to bring that into the rhythm of your life. You know, if you have children, you know you need to bring that into the rhythm of your life. But your life is not going to be balanced, because you're focused on accomplishing a goal. And what I realized is that while I was talking on the Instagram Live, IG Live, I began to talk about the fact the day that I became great. And the day I became great was the day that I decided not to give up, that I decided to go into that office and teach myself the math that I know I was capable of doing. I knew I was capable of doing more. And that day, I became great. That was the day I became great. I think about another day. You know, I do keynote speaking, and I speak, and I do math consulting and professional development all over the country. And I have been afforded to talk to many teachers and to inspire them. And so, again, this shameless plug, if you need to bring me in, you need to be somebody to bring someone into to transform the mindsets of your teachers, to show them practical practices that they can implement into the classroom. Let me say this, and I'm going off on a tangent. Not everybody can dance. Not everybody can give a kid a handshake or whatever like that. Not everybody has a special hug. You know, the things that go viral in our lane of teaching, like you find things that teachers are doing that makes them go viral, right? The handshake teacher, and nothing against them. I applaud them. I applaud them. I'm not hating. But if you think that's the model, that is not necessarily the model for everybody, because everybody doesn't have that particular personality or that particular style or anything like that. But when you bring in practical things where teachers like, I can do that. I was teaching a PD, and I was just like, y'all, we got to find a way to praise our students. You know they live off of praise. You know they want something tangible. We all live off of praise. What happens when we're getting a bonus? Yeah. You know how it makes you feel. And so literally telling, I'm really on the tangent longer than I want to be, but I'm going to come back, y'all. But literally telling kids there that they are amazing, and thank you for making that connection. Thank you for participating in class and giving them a tangible extra credit card. You know how much it changed the game for so many educators that I was in that professional development with? it really opened our eyes and be like, I can do this simple thing. And it transformed the dynamics of the classroom. Anyway, so let me get back to my story. So I was thinking about another time that I decided to become great. And I was thinking about the time where I auditioned to be on Teacher Talks. And Teacher Talks was something that we do within our district that highlights teachers and it gives them a voice. And it's something like the TED Talks, that TEDx Talks that are out there now. But Teacher Talks was the way that we highlighted or elevated teacher voice. And it came back around. This is the second year that they were doing it. And I got an email saying that they were looking for some teachers. And so now granted, y'all, I've been at that time, I was not speaking a lot. This was back in 2019. I had a voice. I had a story. I just didn't have a way to package it. And so I auditioned for it and got it. But let me tell you, take you back to the backstory. So I do a spoken word that is my very first episode of the podcast. You definitely should listen to it. It's amazing. And it's not only amazing because I think it's amazing or I did it. It's amazing because it just is, because it really tells my story in a poetic way through spoken word. But I remember doing the spoken word the very first time. This is why I became a teacher, right? And I remember being at Profound Gentlemen's soiree. And I got up and did this spoken word and forgot the middle of the words. Like, it flew out of my head. My mind went blank. This has happened maybe 3 or 4 times where I have performed spoken word, and it's usually the very first time I've done it. And my mind went blank. And when I tell you, I felt like super small, I felt like a failure. My best friend was there. He was trying to console me. He was like, James, it wasn't as bad as it was. Literally, people were talking. I was trying to get everybody's attention. I didn't do like this call and response to bring everybody's mind in or nothing like that. I just got up there and started talking, introducing myself. And then people started to lock into me. And when they started to lock into me, I locked into them and then totally forgot what I was saying. My mind went blank. And that day I felt super small. And the thoughts that flooded my mind were like, you're not called to this. You're everybody knew you messed up. You'll never be asked to come back. You suck. This is not for you, whatever like that. Those thoughts began to flood my mind. And what happened was I made a decision to be like, no, sir. The very next time I get up, I'm going to kill it. And the very next time was the Teacher Talk audition. So I remember this as clear as day. I remember even the shirt I had on and everything, because I had on this I'm a math teacher shirt with I and squared became the apostrophe. I'm a math teacher, whatever. But anyway, one of my students, shout out to, dang, his name will come back to me later on. Oh my gosh. Amari, there we go. Amari, I've seen his last name. Amari, shout out to Amari for giving me that shirt. But I literally got up and recorded myself. And this was like 2 days later. And I said, I'm going to do Teacher Talks and I'm going to redo this spoken word. And when I redo it, I'm going to straight kill it. That day, I decided to be great. Because I did not let that failure. Y'all, it felt like a failure. And my boy said, you are over-exaggerating everything. And he was probably being honest. But to me, I felt like a failure. But that day, I decided to be great. And I decided to pick myself up. And I said, nah, boy, you know this is for you. You know you're called to this. You know you can do this. And I went back. He went through that audition video and sent it in. And I was accepted to be Teacher Talks. Not only accepted, but I was the opening talk that kicked off the show. From there, they asked me to come back to MC, and then COVID came around. They asked me to come back and do another piece. I am greatly remembered from that. And do you know, 2 years ago when I went to Teacher Talks, one of the board members came to me afterwards. And this was afterward. They asked me to come back and write a piece to open up their show. And he said to me, you know, you're the reason why I'm on the board. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're the reason why I'm on the board. You know, the year that you stood up and gave your talk was the year I decided that I could do more. And your talk so inspired me that I decided to get on the board for the CMS Foundation. Y'all, the tears, they came out of my eyes. And I did a live right after that talking about how that moment that he said that to me, it really resonated with the decision I made to do that. I'm bringing us home. But before I do, I want to say to you that life is going to life. And if you know, you know, right? Life is going to throw things your way that is going to distract you, that's going to put you in discomfort, that's going to discourage you. How you respond is what makes you great. I am talking to many people that are on the cusp of greatness. Not everybody seeing you, not everybody applauding you. There'll be a day when people all over the world be listening to this podcast and just be like, oh my God, this is so good. No, I decided to be great when I decided to make the podcast today. When on average 75 people download the podcast right now. That's the decision. That's the day I decided to be great, to continue to go on. It's not the greatness that people see when there are thousands of people downloading the podcast. That's no. And so what I'm telling you right now is that there's greatness inside of you. You just have to make the great decision now before the masses see the manifestation of that decision. It's not about balance. It's about focus. Lock in to be your best self. That's all I got for you today. Have a good one. So I hope you enjoy this podcast, and you know I am readily available to come in to talk to your schools, to talk to your teachers, your students, whomever, concerning Mastery for All, or even the content that I displayed in today's podcast. You can reach out to me at any moment at info@mrjamesoneal.com, and O'Neal is spelled O-N-E-A-L. I would love to come in and support your school, your teachers, your students, anyone, concerning the topic I talked about or just around Mastery for All. Please visit my website at www.mrjamesoneal.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Mr.JamesOneal and or LinkedIn and Twitter at Mr. James O'Neal. No dot. I am so happy that you are with me today. I hope you feel empowered, inspired. Most of all, I hope something I said to you today tells you that you have the power to make a change and make a difference in your world. As always, I'm super excited that you decided to join me. Today. Have an amazing day.